This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, Rob. You look so busy. 这都是些什么呀? What are all these papers?
Oh, Feifei, I have to get a permit to build an extension to my house. It's a very small bit of building work, but I have to fill in...all these forms.
What's this one for?
This one here is for my local council. I need to apply for planning permission. And then they want lots of supporting documents to make sure it fits in with building regulations.
Oh, it sounds exhausting. Rob 想把他们家的房子扩建一下，不过申请手续非常的繁琐，得填无数表格。
I hate red tape. If I could cut through this red tape, it would be brilliant.
So your problem is red tape? 你需要剪断红色胶带纸？太容易了。Say no more, Rob. The solution is in my bag. Ah, here they are.
A pair of scissors and blue tape?
Yes. 哎，你不是说要 cut through the red tape 吗？我给你了剪刀，你剪就行了。If you don't like red tape, use blue. I love the colour blue.
Thank you, Feifei. You're a good friend. But in English, we call the rules and processes required to get official permits, which usually seem to be pointless, red tape.
Ah, bureaucracy. 原来在英语里，很多官方的规定条款和繁琐的做事程序被称为 red tape, 红带文件，也就是我们说的官僚作风。下面我们来听几个例句。
Small firms won't be subject to new regulations under a government plan to cut red tape and boost the economy.
Andrea almost gave up studying abroad. The amount of red tape to get a visa was unbelievable.
I think most people hate bureaucracy, Rob.
I'm not surprised. Some people say this expression might come from the 16th century when bundles of documents were held together with red tape. Oh, I hate all these forms.
据说早在16世纪时的英国，所有官方的文件会用红色的布袋系成一扎一扎的，从而也就出现了 red tape 这个比喻。
Well, it's the 21st century now, and we still have red tape. Good luck with your red tape, Rob.I'm off to paint the town red.
Oh, Feifei, no more idioms with red for me today, please.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.